Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Russell Brand and his conversion to Christianity. Is it legitimate? And we're also going to talk about his continued affinity for New Age occultic practices as well. So that's the topic for today's video. We're going to be practicing some discernment when it comes to another high-profile celebrity conversion to Christianity. Now, there have been a lot of these as of late. Kanye West is probably the most famous one in the last 5 years, where Kanye West, you know, converted to Christianity, went hardcore, and then about last year sometime, he decided that calling out the fashion industry was a bridge too far. He counted the cost and wanted to be a fashion degenerate above all else. And Kanye West completely deconstructed, and now he's announced that he's a pornographer. So that's one example. Alan Richson is another example of someone who's a celebrity that claims Christ, but it was very quick to sell out. He wants to make it very clear. He's not one of these kinds of Christians, the ones who take the Bible super seriously. He wants to make it very clear that, you know, he loves everybody except actual Christians, which is the opposite of what the Bible says that you're supposed to do. We're supposed to be marked by our love for one another. That is within the church, within the body of Christ. And Alan Richson's made it very clear that's not him. So, a lot of high-profile celebrity conversions to Christianity. Nala Ray, another one that comes to mind. And then we have Russell Brand. Russell Brand is a stand-up comedian. He's an actor, sort of. I mean, he's not really in any good movies. But, you know, he's been in a dozen movies or so. None of them very good. But nonetheless, he did have an acting career. He's a television personality. I've seen him a lot on, like, CNBC and stuff like that. And he has his own podcast on Rumble, because Russell Brand has rebranded himself as a bit of a truth seeker. This came following the, you know, his COVID skepticism and his skepticism regarding the lockdown narrative. Russell Brand rebranded himself successfully as a truth seeker, and the truth that he's sought and seems to be setting example to is leading people to Christ. So you do like to see that, but there are some concerns. We're going to get to that, but first I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. Patreon-like system, you get access to more content, bonus articles behind the scenes, and more stuff. So, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, or podcast if you're new. New subscriptions are the best way to help out a YouTube channel. So, Russell Brand announced his baptism last week. I wrote an article about that at Evangelical Dark Web, so you definitely want to check out our newsletter so you get all these things as they happen, because I might not do a video or podcast on it. So here's the announcement that he gave.
Die and be reborn. This Sunday, I'm taking the plunge. I'm getting baptized. At the moment, I'm very curious as to what you who have been baptized feel about it. What your expectations are of the event prior, and what it's actually like. What's been explained to me is it's an opportunity to die and be reborn, an opportunity to leave the past behind and be reborn in Christ's name, like it says in Galatians, that you can live as an enlightened and awakened person. Sometimes I think of non-Christian perspectives on it, like Marcus Aurelius saying, you are already dead, now live the rest of your life properly, or the Buddhist saying, put down the corpse. All of these things seem so inviting and beautiful. I know a lot of people are sort of cynical about the increasing interest in Christianity and the return to God, but to me it's obvious. As meaning deteriorates in the modern world, as our value systems and institutions crumble, all of us become increasingly aware that there is this eerily familiar awakening and beckoning figure that we've all known all of our lives within us and around us. And for me, it's very exciting. One of my concerns is I'm thinking about doing it in the River Thames. So I could be getting sort of baptized in toxoplasmosis and E. coli based on what I've learned. So I may be leaving behind the sins, but I might be picking up some pretty serious viruses. Let me know what you guys think about it and how you feel about it. Thanks.
So that was his baptism announcement. It's encouraging in some ways, but obviously there are some concerns, like when he's, You know, quoting a Buddhist saying, I understand the Marcus Aurelius thing might also be concerning as well, but definitely less so from a, you know, manly perspective. I don't think it's as concerning. But some things in that were pretty problematic. The way he views baptism as an experience, which, and that seemed to be his driving focus of baptism, is that it is an something that you experience happening to you. It seemed a bit off-putting, and you don't know, like, what he's getting baptized into, what sort of tradition is he going into. But he does make the joke at the end about getting baptized in the River Thames. I thought that that was kind of funny. But in any case, baby Christians shouldn't be judged too harshly. And baby Christian's a term we use, a term of endearment, hopefully. But nonetheless, I think we all understand it. And he let him grow in wisdom and knowledge in the faith is what we'd encourage him to do. But yeah, there are some concerns based on that video. There's not a whole lot about Jesus, but there is a lot about God and the need for God in general in your life. So some of that was encouraging, but some of that was also concerning. So here's clip number two, which is also pretty interesting. Here we go. And this was posted on Sunday. So the Sunday that he's getting baptized, or the Monday afterwards, this is what he posted.
Kidnapped and held hostage by some railings. That can't be good news, can it? Oh, it's the old kidnapped and held hostage by some railings card. That's good. That means you are going to get a new puppy. Like, it's not going to be that, is it? Well, actually, we've looked into it, and this symbolises, this card is called the Eight of Swords, and it symbolises feeling trapped and restricted, perhaps by your own convictions, self-imposed barriers that can be shed with an open mind. Do you feel trapped? Are you in a state of anxiety and fear? And can you remove the blindfold to become free? I'm interested, I suppose, in the intuitive reactions one might have to tarot, particularly as I move into a more clearly delineated spiritual space with a more clearly ordained path, i.e. a lot of Christians would say that tarot and even yoga is a kind of heresy. What's your personal view on that? Do you still use stuff like this and the I Ching? Do you still look out for symbols and signs as you move further down a particular pathway? One thing for sure, that when you get something like that, it does serve as a tool for reflection and personal analysis. Because, yeah, I do feel that if I remove the blindfold or let the scales fall from my eyes, I would see more clearly what the path is. You know, I read today, I think, on Hallo, and you know, it's an app that I use for meditation, it's absolutely beautiful. That if you focus on God, that is all you have to do. God will do everything else. Now, you hear stuff like that and it sort of makes a bit of sense, doesn't it? You think, well, all right, so what am I actually worried about now? I'm worried about this attack. I'm worried about this aspect of my family life or this aspect of my personal partnership. You know, like, how do I focus on God? Well, I suppose what that means is I have faith, I trust, I remove the blindfold and see that the pathway of God is the only pathway for me. God is in charge of my relationship. God is in charge of my working life. And I know what God's principles are. Service, kindness, faith, trust, hope, charity, gratitude, acceptance, surrender. You know, so if I'm not doing that stuff, oh, well, is that eight swords? Let's just say that one weren't there. Then, you know, if I'm not doing that stuff, then no wonder I'm feeling anxious. What do you think about that? And are you happy with hybrid modalities where you're able to meddle in occultist arts? I mean, is that a pentagram? I'm not sure what kind of star that is, but there's some questions. Are you happy to use hybrid models from woo to Q, as I heard Duncan Trussell once say?
So that's a pretty interesting video. Russell Brand is saying a lot there, but he's also not taking as many positions in that clip as you might think. Yes, he's showing off a tarot card, or it is pronounced tarot, I guess, the T is silent at the end, which he acknowledges as occultic. But he's not necessarily endorsing it as much as it looks like he's endorsing it, because he's basically using it, explaining what it is, asking the audience, specifically Christians, what they believe about tarot cards. Now, I obviously believe that that is occultic, demonic. You really shouldn't have tarot cards as a Christian. And it seems like Russell Brand might be trying to figure out this issue. He used the term like hybrid models. The idea that, you know, you're trying to be a Christian, but incorporating other practices as well, like a hybrid car, which is anathema to the believer. So that's not something you can do as a believer, but he seems to be asking questions. So I don't want to like come down too hard on him. But at the same time, it's clear that his background is very steeped in New Age occultism, which is, it's interesting because that video starts out with him talking about how you're feeling and then talking about how you're trying to focus on God. And I believe he touted the Catholic Hallow app. And it's interesting because, you know, Christian meditation is different from Eastern meditation because Eastern meditation is about emptying your mind. Christian meditation, a biblical understanding of meditation, is about focusing your mind on the things of God, the things of Scripture. So he seems to get some of this. And then he says at the end, if you're not doing the things of God, you no wonder why you're feeling anxious and stuff like that. So it's kind of a roundabout way of him, you know, saying, you know, maybe him sort of answering himself that tarot cards aren't really necessary for Christians. And I hope that's the conclusion that he draws. It does seem like he's trying to ask questions, and I do want to encourage a new believer to ask questions, but man, there are some concerns about how he might also be promoting this hybrid model of Christianity and occultic practices, which is, you know, syncretism might be the more, you know, stained glass window word for this. So those are some of my concerns. Let me know what you think about what I said in the comments section. What do you think about Russell Brand and his conversion? I mean, I want to be encouraged. I do have some reservations. This is definitely a wait and see exercise. And that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray. It's the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, subscribe to the channel. Stay based. Christ is King. We will catch you on the next one.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.